Begin the current daf, Masechta Shchul and daf Yudal. To begin, Amid Beis, begin Tais Master, begin with the Gemara, Hasam Kedikhtani Tamme Vechulu. The Gemara thought to say, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold the Breira. That is, that a person cannot retroactively affect something. And the proof is that, look, it doesn't let you call Truma on the wine that's in the barrel to rely on, you know, what was before Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no. That's not, you could say that Rabbi Yehuda says you can't do it because it's going to be a book on night. And it's not going to be anything left. So that's what the Gemara says. That's because it's going to be a book on night. So Taisus, wait, how could the Gemara say this? Casually, it's difficult to me, says Taisus. Because the Halacha Libud Rav came in. This whole shot in the Gemara we're coming to say, it's for Rav. He's the one who started this whole conversation. Now the Gemara's coming to say, oh, it's like Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Yehuda? So we're attempting to explain according to Rav. Now, Rav, less late, the time of Bishum Bekiyas Anoid, he doesn't hold that the reason of Yehuda is because Shem Yigabak Anoid, to reject Araya, to say that it doesn't hold of Breira. It sounds like that we could still say that less late Breira. As we find Beper Koma Arvin, Marvin, Arvin, Avlam, Mevav, Mebez, the Koma Gemara says, less late Masnitin, says that, no, we're not going to hold of the halacha of the Mishnah. Why? Which the Mishnah sounds like our Mishnah was saying over here that he don't have Breira. Says no, Mekmei Aya, because we have the Brice of Aya, which the Gemara is going to shortly bring. That you see, meaning that Aya taught that Rebbe doesn't hold a Breira, and Balakech Yain, and there's also the teaching of the Mishnah of someone who buys wine. And the Islay, he holds the time of Rabbi Yehuda, Bishum Deim Breira, because there's no Breira. He rejects the Mishnah Avrin because of, you know, you have Ayah's teaching, you have Mishnah Kech Yain. Okay, so then the question is, so how are we explaining in Rav over here that Rabbi Yehuda holds a Breira, and this day he's saying that you can't say it because Bekiyas is annoyed, but Rav says clearly over there, that because Rabbi Yehuda holds Ein Breira, and that's why, because we have two brises saying like that, and that's why we don't hold that Mishnah over there. Another question, Rabbi Shimon Shemakutzi Hiksha, he asked, how's the Gemara bring over here this teaching of Ayoy? Like the next Gemara says, L'matone Ayoy. Once you reject Nahida Lekeach, after you're rejecting this teaching of someone who buys the wine from the Kutim. Because of a peg become arvin over there, mashma, it sounds like the ilav ahu ahid lekeach. If not for that teaching of lekeach, I mean, I would have said the lesser of the ayoy that you wouldn't hold the ayoy mikmimas neaton because of that mishnah over there. Because the parachasim l'rab, the gemara asked over there, said other rabba, lesser of the ayoy, we shouldn't hold the ayoy's teaching mikmimas neaton because of the mishnah. Mashan, the gemara says lesser gadai tech. No, you're not going to entertain this because the shmin le Rabbi Yehuda the less le breira that he doesn't hold the breira. The tana gula nebris lekeach yam v'chulu. So in other words, because you have two teachings, so that's why we say, okay, we're not going to go like the Mishnah. But here in the Gemara that we reject the Raya from Halakiyach Yain, we say, no, maybe it's because of Bekiyas HaNoid. So how's the Gemara then subsequently bring the teaching of Ayah to show, oh, it doesn't hold the Breira, but the Mishnah Breira says explicitly not like Ayah. So if that's the case, so we should say like the Stam of the Mishnah Erev, not like Ayah, and say that we do say Breira. So what's the Gemara then bringing from Ayah? Since nearly, it seems to me the halacha over here, the chuyi ba'amhu de kamar, that the Gemara is just rejecting and saying that, oh, hasam gediktani taima. There it's like, oh, you said the reason. You know, in other words, we're just saying it's not necessarily a rai. But the truth is that the ikar samach ad ayay, that the primary is that what the Gemara is saying, that according to Yehud, there's no brayer, is because relying on ayay that explicitly said this, and we have to say this, that the primary proof is from Ayoy, because the in lechich mehid lekech, you can't prove from that teaching the less le breira, that there's no breira, called kama de le maisel de ayah, as long as you don't have yet the teaching of ayah, the less le mikame mesnitin de erevin, that to say that we don't go like the Mishnah in erevin, that you see over there, that he holds a breira. So lechich maisel de ayah, that's why the Gemara brings the teaching of ayah. Well, oh, the hashta now makes sense. Less of masdin make make tavai that you don't have the mishnah because of both of them. That for the mishnah lekech yain sounds like that he don't hold the brera, and therefore he cannot say this on for you know to work for Shabbos. And also from ayah sounds like that you can't stipulate mizrach ma'ariv. Now that also answers the first question that Tais asked. How did Gemara reject that? Because Bekis annoyed, but we're going like Rav, and Rav doesn't hold that svar. And the answer is because it's not a full-fledged rejection. The primary rejection really is because we rely on the teaching of Ayah. And from the two Mishnayos, it's obvious that Reb Yehuda does not hold of Breira. The next test master begins with Gemara. Reb Yehuda agrees, Besali Zesim Anavim, with the baskets of the olives and the grapes, that although generally he holds that if it's Oymel Lachil, it's not going to be a problem. Here he holds it that is going to be a problem. And the Gemara says that the same thing would apply by Behema. Since it's L'shchita Oymedes, just like Zesman Novma Oymedes L'shchita, so we would be guys there also. So Taisa wonders, Tema, it's a wonder, because Balavachi, anyway, Amayla Medama, why are we not comparing over here the Halacha Behema Shanishchita to the general Halacha L'mashkim by those that are Oymed L'mashkim, the Gzera Shem Yitzchit, that they would make a Gzera that you might come to, I mean, to the Mashkin Shazavu, the generic gezer that you might come to squeeze al chanam b'gabe behema, that by an animal ligzo we should make a gezer shem yishchad, you might come to slaughter. Boy, more of another question. My nasim chavrai lemem Rabbi Yehuda. Why did they think it's Rabbi Yehuda? Kolshkin nasik rabbanu. To the contrary, it's more like rabbanu. The guys you see, they make more gezer shem yishchad. Afal b'shar peretz my other fruits. So then they would be the ones to make the gezer by shem yishchad. The truth is, wait a second, how are we comparing the concern of maybe squeezing a fruit, L'shem Yishchad, to maybe going to slaughter, which Tais had referenced this Svara previously, Shekal Har B'Lischem Alishchad, much easier to squeeze than to slaughter. So squeezing you might do by mistake or to make exer, but why are we concerned with Shechita? So actually, some of these questions answer its other. B'Shlemi, you could say, Zavadu Le'Dami. No, you're right, they're not comparable. Olochi Le'Medam Le'Mashkin, answer the other question. That's why we're not comparing to the regular Mashkin Shazavu Gzera. I'm the Dam, but we are comparing Shem Yishchad that you might slaughter the behema of the animal that is designated ready for slaughtering l'shem yischid to the halacha. You might squeeze out the pears hametz lechila to fruits that are amid lechila. That's a case of the zesim, the salma zesim anavim. And that's like Rabbi Yehuda, but the truth of Rabbanu Layasi, actually it's not like Rabbanu Ashkech and the Gezrina Shem Yischid. We don't find they make a Gezrina Shem Yischid Elab Ba'im de Lamashkin, only those that are meant for the liquid, and that would be according to the Rabbanan, and behold the Asu Lekulu. So then, wait a second. Why actually do they make all the even those that are not of the mashka? Why do they make a forbidden mishum? They gezrin. I'm the lachila. I'm the mashka because they exera those that are meant for mashka to also include those that are lachila. But according to Yehuda, that no, the shar b'shar pays them lachila. Actually, no, he permits the other fruits that are meant for eating. But also b'zizim anavim, and actually he still makes the zizim anavim forbidden. So you see the sword v'avak of them lachila, even though they're meant for lachila from the mimlech v'sachik, because he might change your mind and squeeze it because it's oymed for that. But the mebeim legezrin, and that's the same thing. We might make a gzir because it's oymed l'shchita, and that's why he's that specific man to amar. Next, this master begins with the words the Gemara. Eim the sham Rabbi Yehuda. Oh wait, when did he say Rabbi Yehuda says halacha b'muktzah masmias? Maybe that's when he says that it's considered mukta. But who said he would say the same thing by behema that's muktzah machmas iser? Which says the chib amu. This is really just like pushing it away. It's not really how we hold because the muktzah machmas iser. The truth is that type of muktzah that's because of it's related to something prohibited. Yesucham a muktzah machmas mias is actually more severe than a muktzah just because something disgusting. Like, come on, because later on the Ptezvav, I mean, we say ad kan lecher may we do find a mayor permitting el b'machal only regarding cooking. Avo sheiche, but regarding slaughtering the in the raw lochus, which wasn't fit to chew, then loy, then not. That meaning, if something was cooked in Shabbos, there's no problem about mukta, because even before it was cooked, it was fit to eat. But slaughtering, which you couldn't chew it, so then he wouldn't permit to eat on Shabbos, even if it was done by mistake. So you see, Remei holds a mukta machmas iser, because obviously the iser relating to shechita, and but at the same time, Behedi Shemil Remeya explicitly learned Remeya prepared Kiyun Shabbos of Emdal and Alv to less the Muktzah Machmas Mias, but he doesn't hold that Machmas Mias is Muktzah, because the Kamar he says that Kolaneris Metatlin, all lambs could be moved, the Filaner Yoshin, even the old lamb, which is disgusting, Chutz Meneir Shadlika, but by Shabbos, except for the lamb that was lit on Shabbos, and the reason is because of the Isra related. So definitely, what's working, it's just a dechuya ba'alma. Now, so what's bothering Taisus is, so we explained, Ramea also holds a mukam machas issa. So why are we saying that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda? So mukam asin Rabbi Yehuda. The reason why we're saying it's like Rabbi Yehuda, the mevashel regarding his halacha of cooking on Shabbos that's forbidden that day. And we don't say it's like Remeir because also he holds a mukzah machmas iser. Mishum delim took masnit mishum mukzah machmas iser because actually that we couldn't explain the Mishnah very well because of mukzah machmas iser. The mash malay Shabbos dumi de mikipurim because in the Mishnah it sounds like that we're saying the halacha slaughtering and Shabbos and mikipurim are the same halacha. Now if you say it's because of mukzah machmas iser, there are times like a chayil on erev Shabbos, the bekuach nevi shalad hashech, so it's not mukzah. So it wouldn't be out of sight, out of mind. So in such a case, you wouldn't make the behemoth forbidden on Yom Kippurim, but you can't eat. It's always going to be problematic. Even if it was sick and became healthy, something like I'm going to shortly explain. And you can't just really be coming from the halacha of Mukzah Machmas Iser. But they didn't say it's because of Mukzah. It's because of Yehuda that it says, you're not allowed to eat what was done on Shabbos. And then it's going to be the same exact, like in Yom Kippurim.